Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is the Scummy Mummies podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Scummy Mummies podcast. It's me, Helen Thorne.
And it's me, Ellie Gibson.
And who have we got today, Ellie?
It's Matthew Ashton off of Lego Masters!
Yay!
Oh, welcome, Matthew. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much. It's lovely to be here.
Is it?
I'm a little disappointed I didn't get the gold cat suit, so especially as I wore my own.
You
look resplendent.
Yes. Ours are in the wash, by which I mean being hosed down.
Oh, and we're actually in like Lego HQ, aren't we? Mm-hmm. Or London Lego HQ.
Yes.
So you're a big deal at Lego. You're the star of Channel 4's hit TV show Lego Masters, which I know Helen is, I mean, we're both big fans of.
Massive fan.
Especially, yes. Executive producers of the Lego films, and you invented UniKitty.
I certainly did, yes. So it wasn't all me. I can't take credit for everything. So I designed what she looked like with one of our graphic designers called Matteo. And and she's come to life in the Lego movie, and she's also got her own TV show now.
What was the inspiration for UniKitty? She modelled on anyone?
probably a little element of me in there. So I think when she was originally written into the movie, it was actually a male character, and he was just this king that was like eccentric, and we were like, he's not doing it. We need more female characters. And then we just wanted somebody that was really cute and expressive and full of emotion. So we had a little brainstorm of all the cutest things in the world. And obviously kittens and unicorns came to the top of that list. And we decided to mash them together. And that's how she was created.
Matthew, why did you call her Uni Kitty and not say Uni Pussy?
I think you know the answer to that one.
We're going PG. And also, you're a mega fan of Kylie.
I am.
What's your favourite Kylie record?
Oh my God. I don't actually know. There's too many.
What gets you on the dance floor?
Wow, probably.
Yeah.
I can't get you out of my head. I know the routine to that one.
Yes, that is the correct answer.
Exactly. Yeah.
Can't get you out of my head is the best Kylie song. Congratulations. 1 point. So, Matthew, tell us about your family.
Well, I'm originally from the UK, obviously, from the Wirral. So I grew up there with my mum, dad and brother and sister. So both parents are a pharmacist. My brother's a pharmacist and my sister's a carer. So I'm the only one that's sort of gone on a creative path.
So were you always into Lego growing up?
Yeah. So when I was a little kid, it was probably one of the only things that me and my brother could do together and get along. We were like chalk and cheese, fighting all of the time. So when I was twirling around in the garden praying to turn into Wonder Woman, he's chopping the heads off the daffodils with his lightsaber and things. So we were just very, very different. And
you're painting a lovely picture of him.
He is lovely now.
Good.
Yes, but Lego was one of the only things that we actually played with together nicely. And we used to play with it when my mum and dad thought we were in bed. I'd sneak into his room, we'd tip all the Lego out on the floor and be building it at night, and then I'd hear them coming up the stairs and have to run across Lego on the carpet to get back to my bedroom before they caught us still up.
The firewalk.
Exactly.
Oh, no. Yeah.
when did you first get into Lego? Were you like a Duplo man first and then...
No, I think my first sets I had, there were some creepy Lego people that they used to do that were sort of brick built with articulated arms and really strange wigs. So I had some of those, which I didn't really love. Don't know where they came from. But then I got the yellow Lego castle and that was probably the first set that I got and really, really loved, and I've actually got some photographs of me playing with it with my dad and things as well. So that's odd looking back at that now and think, because when I was little I dreamed of being a toy designer. When I grew up it was kind of something, I was really into Pinocchio and Big the movie and things, and I was like, oh my god, I want to invent toys when I'm older. And but as you grow up, you don't think that's a real thing, and you never meet any real toy designers, so it kind of got pushed to the side, and then I studied fashion design, and then ultimately somebody spotted me at an exhibition doing some stuff that interested them, and they were from Lego, so I got offered a job through that.
You were talent spotted, like Kate Moss was working in Croydon.
Not exactly the same. So, and basically, when I graduated from my fashion degree, we had our runway show at Graduate Fashion Week, and then we had an exhibition in Islington, an exhibition called New Designers, where a lot of students from across the country get to exhibit their work, and you only get given a really small space, and I couldn't decide what to exhibit because most fashion designers do one garment or a photograph or a mood board, and I did a miniature version of my catwalk collection on Barbie dolls, and there was somebody from Lego headhunting at the same exhibition. They'd gone there to meet some industrial designers, happened to walk past my stand, saw the Barbies, and were like, oh, we need somebody to work on some girls' products. So it all kind of like fell into place, and I got my little dream job that I wanted when I was like 6 years, 7 years old.
Wow. So, yeah. And how long ago was that then? So when did you actually start Lego?
I started in 2000. So I freelanced for about a year before that, just doing the odd project here and there, while working in a supermarket and doing some textile design at the same time, juggling three jobs. And then I just phoned Lego and was like, look, I'd really like to work for you guys permanently. I can't carry on doing all these little bits and pieces. And they literally said, right, we want you, so move over next week. So I packed up and moved to Denmark. So
all those years, so has anyone ever tried to tempt you away of Mega Block spinning touch?
No,
crappy pound shop?
The Morocco ones, yeah. With the weird sinister faces.
Yeah, so
no, I would not go to either of those companies, even if they asked.
So what's it like living in Denmark? I mean, we've done a podcast about it, so we know it's basically utopia,
yes.
Isn't it?
Yes, it's very sort of nice and wholesome and family friendly, and they've got a really nice sort of work-life balance and things as well. So it's all very nice.
Is it too nice, Matthew?
Possibly a little bit nice. We are based like right in the middle of nowhere in the countryside in Jutland. So, and I am a bit of a city boy, so I do come back to London quite a lot, and then I travel for work. Both for working on the Lego movies and the TV show, so I'm a little bit all over the place.
Do you miss it so much that when you get back, you're like walking down the road going, oh, mug me!
Not quite.
And I remember famously Ben Fogel a few years ago had a bit of a pop at Lego.
He did?
And said he remembers, because back in the olden times, it's always good when people start with that, back in the olden times when we had slavery and women couldn't vote.
And we're all dying of a cut finger.
Yeah, that's good. But Lego was basically bricks, and his argument was that now with all the Star Wars kits and all the little weapons and the stuff, it's too complicated. It doesn't encourage creativity as much.
Yeah.
What do you think about
that? So I think we do have quite a broad range of different products. So we do product lines like Creator and Classic, which is all your sort of standard bricks, and that encourages kids to rebuild with those sets as well. Like a Creator set has like 3-in-1 building instructions, so it can teach you to build one thing and then you can take it apart and rebuild it into other things. But what we've found with the licensed stuff is that because kids are so engaged in the movies and the properties and everything, it gives them that extra push to like have a go with Lego and play with it and learn how to build and things through something that they already love. And I think that's been the great thing with this, is we've managed to do both things at the same time.
Take that, Ben Fogel. With your 4 dishwashers. Do you know that he's got he's got 4? Did you know that, Matthew? He's got 4 dishwashers.
What for?
Google it. His wife was in the Daily Mail a few years ago talking about it, and she said one of the reasons they bought their house was because it had 4 dishwashers.
Oh,
there we are. Good on you, Marina.
So maybe we shouldn't necessarily take his advice about how to live our lives. Just saying. Google it.
Good. So I guess, how do you go from having like an idea like Unikitty or any of these sort of creative things you've done? How does it go from like a drawing to being sold at Sainsbury's?
Well, basically, it depends. Different projects are done in different ways. So if we have a really big product line, like when we were launching Ninjago for the first time, there was a lot of development and research that went into that.
Can I just stop you? He said Ninjago.
Ah, you see, surely it should be Ninjago, because you don't say ninja. You say, oh, I'm just going to get out my ninja star.
The cheek.
It's a ninja. Ninjago.
The cheek of someone trying to correct the...
I'm not trying to correct. I'm asking him why he's got it wrong.
You can say it however you want.
But you're German saying the say official...
Germans say Ninjago.
Oh, I love that.
Weirder.
Ninjago.
Yes.
Not sure I can stand for that. Well, I'm just saying, maybe have a little rethink.
I will yeah? do. Okay.
You're welcome. Absolutely. Carry on.
Yes.
Anyway, sorry, we're so Ninjago.
So a product line like that, we'd done some testing with kids, and ninjas were just something that kids were
ninjas,
loving.
Yeah. No, if we're going with it, let's go with it. Let's embrace
right.
it.
Ninjas.
I'm so sorry.
No,
you're quite
just
all right.
If this is the let's get it right. If this is how you say it, let's
so,
get it right.
With a product line like that, we knew ninjas was testing really well, and we just wanted to give it the time to become everything that it was. So we did a lot of research with the kids, found out what they'd liked, what they didn't, how we could push it further to ultimately make a really great product line and TV show at the same time. So a lot of it can start with pencil sketches and just character designs and things, and then we expand it out from there. And a lot of what we do, the designers literally just build with real Lego to begin with. So a lot of it isn't necessarily done digitally like a lot of people think. We have big shelving units behind all of our desks with all the pieces in, and we sort of sketch model things and try different techniques and different vehicles and all the different products that we do, and then put it in front of kids and see what they think.
So wow.
Good. Yes.
So your job.
I know.
I mean, what advice would you give to someone, because I get asked all the time about getting into video games, so what
yes.
advice would you give someone who thinks, well, that sounds quite good, I'd like Matthew Ashton's job, how do they force you out?
It's not available,
out?
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Fashion degree.
You're not going to be around forever. There's a queue of 8-year-olds outside this
there
building.
Is actually, there's so many parents that like say to their kids when they meet me, this is going to be your boss when you're older. And I'm like, oh, steady on, we can only employ a certain number of people. So, so I think basically we hire different designers from different backgrounds. So some of them have gone through university and done industrial design or vehicle design and graphic design and things like that. So we employ people in through a sort of very formal way of employing people, but in the past as well, we've also employed some adult fans of Lego as well. So this is people who've just been building since they were kids. They may have had a little period where they stopped building for a while, but then it's just something that's their passion. They're really talented at it, and so we give some of those people an opportunity as well. And it's a really good mix of designers that we've got because of that.
Do people write in then and say, look, here's my design
yes.
for like a space pirate Ninjago ship or whatever? And you're like, oh, I have a job. Is that how it works?
Not necessarily. In fact, we can't really have people submitting ideas like that. It all has to go through the legal department and it's all very complicated. But when we do put out a job offer, generally what we do is we get everybody sends their portfolio in to give us some examples of their work, and then we do Skype interviews, pick the best contestants. I'm talking like a TV show.
It's like
best
X Factor.
Applicants.
Yeah,
yes, the best
factor.
Applicants
I think
out of those.
Are you Cowell or Scherzinger in this scenario?
Scherzinger probably. Yes, and then we basically fly those applicants out to Denmark, and we do live interviews with them, and then like a building workshop where we give them a lot of different tasks and projects to do so we can see them in action, because we found in the past that a lot of people can present a really nice polished portfolio, but then until you see how they build and interact with each other in real life, then that's really important to us.
Then they let themselves down. Yes,
exactly.
Again, it's not X Factor. We can all do an acoustic
yeah.
guitar version of Baby One More Time. Until you've done Whitney, we don't really know what you're capable of.
Yes, exactly.
Whitney jealous. So what has been your most favourite project or your most favourite thing you've worked on?
Working on the Lego movies has been amazing, because in some ways I've already got a dream job being a toy designer in the first place. I never imagined at any point that then I'd have the opportunity to work with animators and the directors and all of that.
Obviously, you're very high-powered executive realness now, but when you look back at your sort of designing career, which product are you most proud of that you designed?
I think probably Unikitty. So creating her, and then I just did this tiny little set that was only like 15 quid or something as well, but that was the one that is kind of the most memorable, and she's so special to me as well, so I guess she's got a very special place in my heart.
Even though, as discussed, you missed a trick with the name.
We'll get that's her cousin. She's in Lego Movie 3. So can we talk about Lego Masters? Like, this is your other hat, so to speak.
The strange thing about Lego Masters is it actually spawned from... We did some documentaries a while ago, and while the film crew were over actually filming the recruitment workshop that I was talking about, some clever people at Channel 4 and Tuesday's Child were like, oh, this recruitment process is actually a pretty good format for a challenge show. So they sort of took that...
For anyone who hasn't seen the show, so it is a bit sort of Bake Off with Lego sort of type thing.
Basically it's a challenge show where all of the contestants are paired into teams of two, which makes my job a little difficult because some teams are just two kids, some teams are two adults, other teams are a mixture of a parent and a child or an uncle and a nephew. Yeah, so that makes judging a little tricky.
Why?
And
because you have to take account of the kids' ages and factor that
in. Yes, but then I'm not really supposed to at the same time. It's judge it on the model, not who's building it. And then, of course, when you've got kids and emotions and my emotions and everything coming into play, it's pretty tricky. But it's also what makes a good TV show. I'm terrible because I get so attached to the contestants as well that I cry pretty much every episode, whoever's going home. So they have
the whole crew's like, here we go again.
Exactly. So they have to keep editing that out so I don't look like too much of an emotional wreck.
You're such a uni pussy.
That's what they actually call him.
Thank you very much, LA.
And you have celebrity guests on judging.
Yes.
Who's been your favourite person you've had on?
I can't say favourite.
Wow.
Season two, we've got a really good episode with Johnny Vegas.
Awesome.
So that was hilarious. And then Chris Ramsey as well. He came on and he is a huge Lego fan and has heaps of Lego at home. And in between us filming things, he's like going through his phone and showing all the contestants, oh, this is my minifigure collection and these are all the models I've got and everything as well. So
that's
for him,
lovely.
It was an absolute dream come true. So
Has Kylie been approached? Do we know? No? Well, maybe
Danny.
She's just waiting for the call.
Danny's free.
She's doing Dance Boss at the moment.
I know, I saw that.
What's that?
Dance Boss in the Strain. It's a show that Danny's hosting.
Oh, sounds great.
She doesn't share our passion, Matthew.
Dance Boss. I mean, I know what the show is from those two words, and I don't need to watch it. So you've got you've got the celebrity judges, and then you've got Fran.
We have a new judge now, Fran Scott, who is amazing. She's sort of come from an engineering and sort of science background, so she does a lot of science demos and blows things up, and so she's really, really good, and I love having a co-judge right the way throughout the whole series. This time, the first series was a little bit daunting because I didn't really know what I was doing. Every week I was having to work with a new celebrity judge and a new guest judge, so I've got a little friend to hold my hand throughout the entire season now, and she's great. So she judges all of the models more from a sort of structural and engineering point of view, where I'm more about the aesthetics and the storytelling and how well they've done things out of bricks. So,
and what do they win at the end?
They get a wonderful Lego trophy, and that's the accolade. It's very much like Bake Off. It's all about taking part, and then
I don't like it—a whole trophy. House made out of Lego. No, that's
no. The trophy is made out of diamond bricks. Yeah.
And then they get some sneaky goodie bags as well. We're not allowed to show on camera.
Okay, very good.
And not only are you a star of the small screen, Matthew, you also hang on, I'm sort of work behind the scenes of the big screen. I just didn't think that through.
Nobody wants to see me that big.
Yeah. I love the Lego movies, but I have a problem now with the fact that when I was growing up, I remember there were loads of great films, yes, and especially live action films,
yes,
for kids. You know, there was Indiana Jones, yes, and there was Flight of the Navigator and Labyrinth, yes, and Neverending Story.
Yes.
And now if I try and take my son to see a movie,
yes,
it's very difficult, A, to find one that isn't animated,
yes,
which I know the Lego movies are, yes, but they have, yes, live action bits as well.
Yes.
But more importantly, that is has got stuff that entertains, yes, adults and isn't, yeah, just look at a talking dog, yes, you know, which I find a bit tedious. So I love that the Lego movies have got this sort of, yes, edgy. Now, was that a conscious thing right from the start?
I think it was, especially with the writers that we chose as well. So Chris and Phil, they've done stuff like Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, which is obviously a very nice, lovely, really good kids movie. But then they've also done 21 Jump Street reboots and things.
Is that not a kids movie? Oh, shit.
No.
I've made a big error, guys.
So they've been amazing at hitting the right tone that, yeah, it's really entertaining and fun and action-packed and all the things it needs to be for kids with having a few little either innuendos or whatever,
yeah,
keep adults happy at the same time. So,
I was a complete pain in the ass at the Lego Batman screening because I was literally slapping my thighs and laughing so hard.
From first moment, from that black. Every film begins with black. Oh, I love that. I love that so much.
And in our house, all we ever say is, no, 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 no.
And we always cook lobster in the microwave. So it's just, yeah.
The Lego Movie number one was amazing.
Yes.
But now Lego Movie 2.
The pressure is on. Yes.
Fucking hell. Are they all back?
Yes, pretty much. So yeah, all of the main gang are back. Obviously, we need some new bad guys and things within this movie. So
yeah,
we've made a bit of room for some new characters. Yes, but Emmett Wildstyle, Unikitty, Benny and Metalbeard are definitely back. If you look at the first movie, it was all based on sort of like Lego City and Castle and Space and things that we've done, and it really reflected product lines that we'd done in the past, whereas this, we're trying to push the boundaries, take Lego to places where it's never been before, do things that are...
Sex toys. Just an idea, guys. Could just brainstorm it. Just putting it out there.
Yeah. Get Lego Technics involved.
Oh my goodness, what have I signed up for here?
They can't blame
I know,
you for
exactly.
This.
I'm
you're not
I'm
a conspirator.
Trying to keep
this clean. You're a victim.
This is not for children.
What were we saying?
We were talking about
the Lego thing.
Yeah.
My kids have a theory that the bad guy is an actual Lego Friends because they're looking at the way the arms move and the slim hips and the, yes, way the feet stand. They're like, they've already unpicked it from the preview.
Matthew's going to be making a phone call to Hollywood. Guys.
Or maybe that's what we want you to think.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm not saying either way.
Yeah, okay.
Will there be another Ninjago movie? Because that's one of my favourites.
Lloyd.
I could just listen to him saying
Lloyd
over and over again.
No plans at the moment, but the TV show's carrying on and we've got a lot of exciting stuff coming in.
There's so many episodes. And my kids are going, I haven't seen episode 59. I'm like, how many Ninjago?
Yeah. It's almost like it's a license to print money. It's almost like this entire company is just a money printing machine.
Money
£50 notes just spurting out of every orifice.
Thank you for having us today.
Yeah, it's been lovely. Okay.
I have to say,
it's just really annoying, all these piles of money everywhere. I had to move like a gold ingot so I could sit on this chair. Annoying.
Yes, we are very grateful. And thank you for giving me tickets to the Lego house. I very much enjoyed that.
Good.
I'm being all sucky now, Ellie.
I'm cutting this out, so you say what you like.
Yeah,
okay. Give him a blowy for all I care.
We can't go there today, Ellie.
Why not?
Well, I'm hungover and he's tired.
There's good enough reason.
What a headache. But yeah, if anyone's thinking about going to Billund, is that how you say it?
Billund.
Yeah. Yes. Billund. For all those people who woke up this morning and went, maybe I should go to Billund.
It's awesome. I had a really awesome time. Mm. And the Lego house is The shit.
It's incredible.
So what is the Lego house?
Basically, it's something between a museum and sort of an experimentarium with fun zones and things like that. So kids can go in there and there's a load of different building activities to do. There's also a vault in the basement where it's got like a load of old products and sort of the history behind Lego. And it's just generally a very fun day out. And they've got some exhibit areas as well where they've got things that are built by adult fans of Lego, and we've got like giant T-Rexes and things and amazing landscapes.
We were there all day. And then there's this wacky cafe that you, it's like the menu and you can build it with bricks. Oh, it's amazing.
Absolutely. That sounds good.
Lego chips. That's about it. Yes.
I'm just thinking how comfortable the Lego toilets will be.
Oh, I know. It's not so great. But yeah, so I really, really recommend it, and thank you for giving me the free tickets, Matthew.
That's quite all right.
I really feel like that's enough now. Might as well have a hand under the table. It's a
and
bit
we're
ridiculous.
Done. And we're
done.
Good.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, it says here you've got a game for us, Helen Thorne. Is that true?
Yes, it is.
Oh, no.
I just hadn't finished the game, which was going to be called Lego Lestay.
Right.
Yes, and which I was going to do scenarios, but I ran out of time. I've got like a list of celebrity, and then in that scenario, and then you would, whether you Lego or Lestay. Right. I'm very hungover, listener. For instance, I had like Joan Collins in the bath. Would you stay with her or would you go?
This is the shittest idea you've ever had.
But it was based on go or stay.
No, I know what it was based on. I know exactly what
I'm
it was based on.
I'm very tired. Can we not do this?
It was based on one piece
word,
of,
go.
I say word play. Yeah. It was based on a word that sort of exists as a noun, a product name, and then another word that isn't even really a word, but it's two words put together that have an opposite meaning to the first word.
Yeah.
With celebrities. Yep. You should work for Channel 4. That is a great TV show idea. It's not good enough for a game on this podcast.
Shall we just move to the Scummy Mummy Confessions, I think?
Matthew, I'd like to apologise.
That's quite all right.
For having wasted your and my time. Now, is it time for the Scummy Mummy Confessions?
Yes, it is, Ellie.
Right. Have you got one for us, Helen?
I do. I was in Florence recently at the Boboli Gardens.
Oh.
Is that what you call it?
Almost certainly not.
Does anyone else know how to pronounce it in this room?
Surely it's Boboli or
Boboli.
Something like that.
Okay, so I was at the Boboli Gardens.
The Boboli Gardens. I like it when you say Boboli. Let's go Boboli.
The Boboli Gardens.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
watching some Ninjago.
Ninjago. Anyway, so we'd walked up these big stairs and it was very hot, and the kids were like, can we go off and play? And I was like, yes, and they went behind a tree, and then all of a sudden, I just got this really bad whiff of a smell, and one of my kids did a shit next to the tree.
Oh no! In the Boboli Gardens.
In the Boboli Gardens.
Oh.
And and it was right next to like a statue where people were standing, and I said, "Did one of you do a poo?" And they're like, "No." I was like, Yeah, you did.
Oh,
so
no.
From now on, it's called the Boggley Garden.
I know, because they're a bit odd, but you didn't even have any wipes. Did you have to wipe it on a pizza or something?
Yeah, exactly right. Gave it a little swoosh with some Aperol spritz. Dear. Anyway, I'm very sorry, Florence.
My story is, I was also on holiday recently in Italy, funny enough. But, you know, not together, obviously, because you and I can't holiday together. We're like the royals. We have to be separately. So, yeah, so we were staying in a little villa. It was all very nice. And one afternoon, you know, we'd had a big lunch. We'd had a few wines. And, you know, the kids were quite tired. We put them in front of a film. I think it might have been Lego Batman, actually, now I think of it. And they were obviously totally absorbed. And they were and so Pete and I sort of looked at each other and we were like...
Hello.
So I said, all right, you go and I'll just make sure they're settled. And I said to them, Daddy's just gone to have a nap. Kids, I'm just gonna check he's all right. I'll be back in about 6 minutes.
So you allowed some time for cleaning up afterwards.
I had some ironing. So off we went, and you know, off we go.
Yeah,
you know, all very jolly, and I hear like, mom, and I'm like.
What? Yes,
I'll be down in a minute. Okay, and then 2 minutes later, sure enough, mom, and I was like, oh, just a minute. And then eventually, he came up and he knocked on the door, and I was like, oh, and I opened the door and he went, I want to sleep with my daddy, and I went, so do I, son. And we gave up and moved on with our day. So, a lovely story.
That's it.
Now, do you have a confession, Matthew?
Yes, so I'm not really a cat person, and one of my best friends, Lammy, has got this cat called Dexter who absolutely hates my guts. So every time I go into Lammy's flat, he's like kissing at me and basically trying to chase me out of the flat. One time when I was at Lammy's, I needed to go to the bathroom, so went into the bathroom, stood there, doing my business, not realising the cat was in the shower cubicle. Next minute, the cat screeches and hisses, jumping through the shower curtain, like, into sort of crotch area, and I accidentally peed on my best friend's.
Yes!
So then Lammy was like...
The creature of
why
hisses on cats.
Why is my cat wet? And, of course, Dexter hates me even more now. I've kind of marked my territory a little, yes.
Revenge!
There you go.
I like it.
Is it the first time you've ever made a pussy wet?
Yes.
I knew that would be the answer. Oh,
way
Matthew.
To finish.
The creator of Unicat, he wees on cats. Oh, what would she say? I don't know. But what a wonderful story. Thank you so much.
I wasn't expecting to share that today, but there you go.
There we are. We gave you that.
That's how we roll. Basically coerce people into filth. Excellent. Oh, well, thank you so much
for having us, Matthew. It's been so much fun.
Oh, and we can't wait to see the new series of Lego Masters. It's
going
to be brilliant, I'm sure.
Out very soon. And when's Lego 2 movie out?
Lego Movie 2 is out the 8th of February. It's the global release date. I'm not sure exact UK launch date, but sometime around then.
Oh, good times.
Hopefully we'll get to go to the La Premiere,
she said.
Hopefully I will too.
Dropping a hint so heavy. It's smashed through four floors of Lego.
Right, and I have got a little gift for you guys.
How exciting.
I don't know if you know what brickheads are. Have you seen those? We have these sets up where you can build
yourself
as a brickhead. But I have actually had somebody build you guys.
No!
Wait!
Oh, this is the best thing that's ever happened to us.
Oh, God!
I don't know how to do it.
Is so amazing and so thoughtful.
Look at that. Oh, my God.
Oh, look, it's even got your hilarious earrings.
No.
My stupid glasses.
Oh, my God.
I am so properly touched.
Thank you.
That's the best thing ever.
That is so lovely.
That is so kind. Oh, I don't know what to say, but thank you
Might
so much.
Might have a cry. Well, there we go. Yes, as always, the Scummy Mummies book is still in print. Mm-hmm. I say as always, for how much longer, no one knows.
Who knows? Yeah. We're going to bulk buy some anyway, put it in the shed. And we're on tour, aren't we, Ellie?
Yes, we're on tour. We're going all around the country. As always, we've got loads of gigs coming up. So go to scummymummies.com for tickets and dates.
Oh, that's it. And do follow us on social media at Scummy Mummies. How do they follow you, Matthew?
I am Matthew_Ashton on Twitter and on Instagram.
Lovely. Well, that's that, Ellie.
That's that. Well, thanks again, Matthew.
Thank you.
Oh, I know.
Until next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's right. We've got people in from what's it called? Health, World Health. To I can't talk.
Health. People in from health. Cut this bit out.
I don't know what to say. Oh God, I'm wearing a smile and a hangover today. Anyway, we've got Ashton on the.
Okay. She really knows my name.
We've got Ashton Kutcher and Matthew on the podcast.
Some guy.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.